You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Today is the first day of school for many districts, as well as UW-La Crosse. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation said to expect more traffic and delays in areas around schools, as well as to watch out for more pedestrians and bike riders in the morning and afternoon as students go to and from school. Additionally, motorists should watch for school buses and be prepared to stop if the bus begins flashing its lights. On flashing red lights, motorists are required by law to stop at least 20 feet away from a school bus. Wisconsin is making a push towards on-the-job apprenticeships. With more, here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
New opportunities are being created in fields from healthcare to aviation. And Wisconsin is leading the way in expanding apprenticeships to shape the future. Here's Amy Pahacek, the state's workforce development secretary.
Our apprentices are making a wage not only for their hands-on work experience while they're learning their craft or their trade, but also for their associated time in the classroom. So while they are studying and learning math and other related academic tools to have their profession and their certifications, they are still getting paid, and that is unique.
State officials are also preparing for challenges and opportunities artificial intelligence, or AI, is already presenting to the workforce. Find more information at dwd.wisconsin.gov.
Several committees meet today in La Crosse's city government. The Board of Public Works will consider a right-of-way policy for Oktoberfest parades. The board will also hear a request to declare the fiber internet replacement line at the airport as an emergency. Later this week, the Board of Estimates will look at the city's 2026 budget and discuss any needed changes. Another committee will consider new traffic signal push buttons and ambulance bypasses as part of a new citywide traffic program. It's back to school week, which means that school buses will be on the road again in the morning and afternoon hours. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers that it's illegal to pass a school bus when its lights are flashing. Amber flashing lights mean that the bus is about to stop and drivers should slow down. Red flashing lights mean that the bus is stopped and drivers are required to stop at least 20 feet away from the bus. The only exception is if the bus is on the opposing side of a divided highway with a center median. Wisconsin is focusing on technology and the workforce. With more, here's Civic Media's Terry Ball.
Governor Tony Evers launched the country's first workforce-focused artificial intelligence, or AI, task force several years ago. The group is ready to help industries adapt while protecting workers. I talked with the state's Department of Workforce Development Secretary Amy Pahacek about it.
First state in the nation, the first task force as it relates to workforce and artificial intelligence. How to be proactive and how we are going to prepare our workforce for what is truly being deemed the fourth industrial revolution. Artificial intelligence is expected to impact virtually every occupation and every industry in the world.
Pahacek says Wisconsin's labor legacy is now guiding the response to AI while keeping its workers at the heart of this fast-moving technology.
The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. A cool down is on the way this week. Today will be the warmest day of the week with highs approaching 80 degrees. Tonight through tomorrow, we'll have chances of scattered showers and storms as temperatures begin to cool off. By Thursday and Friday, highs will be in the low 60s for most of the Cooley region, and overnight lows could be in the 30s in some spots. High temperatures will rebound back to the 70s next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. We'll be right back.
Murph gets ejected. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the night off. Game two of their three-game series is tomorrow night at AmFam Field against the Phillies. The Brewers losing yesterday 10-8 to Philadelphia. Manager Pat Murphy ejected from the game after first base umpire Jim Wolf's controversial call on a Phillies batter that put him on base with a walk instead of a called strike three.
You know, umpires have a hard job. What I don't like is when they're definitive that they got it right, and then I see what I see after the game, and you can see the barrel's out in front of his front leg. Tell me how the barrel can be in front of his front leg at any moment and it not be a swing.
An MRI for Brewers pitcher Shelby Miller, who says he felt something pop in his elbow. He exited the game in the eighth inning. NFL, Packers holding practice, and newly acquired Micah Parsons there, wearing his number one jersey.
Just kind of like relentless when he's rushing. Crazy good first step, just good lateral movement. He's just like a freak athlete. Like we could, I feel like personally we could do a lot of stuff with him.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. New names join the cast of Star Wars Starfighter just before production begins. New cast includes Amy Adams and 14-year-old actor Flynn Gray. Star Wars Starfighter is a standalone film not connected to previous Star Wars movies, but according to The Hollywood Reporter, there is of course Star Wars timeline that must be followed, and the Starfighter takes place approximately 5 years after the events of 2019 Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. The film will be directed by Sean Levy and stars Ryan Gosling. The film is supposed to be released sometime in 2027. The Smashing Machine is a smash hit, according to Rotten Tomatoes, with a 93% critics rating. Dwayne Johnson takes a serious turn as UFC fighter Mark Kerr, which had its world premiere Monday at the Venice Film Festival. According to IndieWire, The Rock said that The Smashing Machine wouldn't have happened without his best friend, Emily Blunt. From the beginning, from the time we worked on Jungle Cruise, together she really encouraged and believed in me. The Smashing Machine opens in theaters October 3rd. The Labor Day box office was a little different than last week's, with Weapons reclaiming its number one spot after K-pop Demon Hunter took it over. Weapons with $12.8 million over the four-day holiday. So far, the horror film has earned $135 million domestically and $235 million globally. In second place, the 50th anniversary of Steven Spielberg's classic Jaws collected $9.9 million after Universal re-released it in about 3,000 theaters. Its domestic haul now stands at $283.6 million. Caught Stealing, a crime thriller from Darren Aronofsky that stars Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, came in third with $9.6 million over the holiday weekend. The weekend's new other release is Searchlight's satire, The Roses, an estimated $8 million. The Roses stars Benedict Cumberbatch, Kate McKinnon, Andy Samberg, and Olivia Colman. Are you looking for a TV show to hold you over until the NFL season? Well, here is a con pick. It's not quite The White Lotus, but it does have some similarities. I'm talking about the Peacock original, The Resort, with William Harper, Kristen Melody, and Nick Offerman. This show is about an anniversary trip that puts a marriage to the test when they find themselves in Yucatan's unsolved mysteries. I really enjoyed the series, and it only has one season with 8 episodes and a finale that'll make your jaw drop. The Resort has great critical praise with an 88% on Rotten Tomato and 7.3 on IMDb. Check it out on Peacock. It is football season starting on Thursday, so you know what that means. Finding the platform that has the game you would like to watch. Don't worry, Packer fans, we are on CBS at 3:25 on Sunday. But Thursday game, which is Dallas versus Philadelphia, is on Peacock and NBC. And Kansas City's matchup against Los Angeles on Friday will be available to stream on YouTube and NFL Plus. If you want to see where the rest of the games are, go to ESPN. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely will drop into the upper 50s for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and quite a bit cooler with a high of only 66. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.